Evander Holyfield, Evander Real Deal Holyfield, is on with us tonight. And I wanted to start off with the tip of the week that ties in right to Evander Holyfield's background and how he's become successful. It's a kind of a quote by Jacob Riis that really wakes people up sometimes. And if we're in trouble or, it says here, when nothing seems to help, I go look at a stone cutter hammering away at his rock perhaps 100 times without as much as a crack showing in it. Yet at the 101st blow, it will split in two. And I know it was not that last blow that did it, but all that had gone before. And so many times we don't see how success is in all the extra hours, the preparation beforehand. And that's exactly how Evander Holyfield became a world champion, heavyweight champion. And I wanted to also tell you a little bit about his book that just came out. It's called Holyfield, the Humble Warrior. It's written by Evander and also his brother, Bernard Holyfield, who did a tremendous job. I read this in two flights from here to Florida and back. Once you finish this book, you feel like you've got some major lessons about success that Evander's going to talk about. And it talks about how faith, endurance, tenacity, never giving up. And people out there maybe were told they can't do something or have deficiencies or problems in their life don't realize that, you know, effort, enthusiasm, and tenacity can make up for all deficiencies. I wanted to talk about your coach, your first coach, when you were looking into the gym, onto the ring, and this was something that just amazed you. And how old were you, Evander, in your teens, early teens?
I was 8 years old.
8 years old.
Yes.
And looking into that ring and just really excited about it. And how did you you first met Carter Morgan. What lessons did he teach you over the years?
What different was is that when I got in there, he told me that, you know, I had to be on a boxing team and I would have to train hard and all that. Now, hard work wasn't a foreign thing to me because my mother believed in hard work. And I was one of the type of kids at that time, loved rugged things. I always wanted to do things that other people couldn't do. But, you know, this man here was very charming and he was an older guy and he gave me the goal of being the heavyweight champion of the world. He told me that I could be the heavyweight champion of the world at 8 years old.
I remember he was in the book, he was saying that, and you ran home, and that's all you had in your head for weeks or, you know, forever, I guess, right?
Well, yeah, and then I told him I was just 8, and he told me, he said, you won't always be 8. And I told him I weighed 65 pounds, and he told me that I wouldn't always be 65 pounds, you know, which is true. See, when he said, if I didn't quit, that was up to me. Everything else is going to happen, but if I didn't quit, I would be able to reach that. So that's a commitment that I had to make myself personal if I want to be the heavyweight champion of the world. And he taught me about, you know, no one is born being the champ. Meaning that you have to learn. Meaning that he had to transfer his knowledge to me. And the point of doing that, I had to listen to him and I had to follow directions. And you know, not learn to listen, learn to follow direction, and altogether, I became the heavyweight champion of the world.